Members, the House will come to order. Members, please take your seats. Members and visitors in the gallery, please rise for the prayer. The prayer today will be given by Representative Brannon. Representative Brannon, you may approach the well.
Turn myself on. May we bow our heads and pray with me for continued goodness for the state of Florida and our nation. Our Father, we know that virtually every aspect of our daily lives is affected in some way by the officials we elect to govern our cities, states, and nation. These leaders carry a lot of responsibility, and they need strength and wisdom every day, especially when times are tough. Today, we pray for our president because he carries an enormous burden. The decisions made by the president of the United States affect the lives of people not just in our nation, but all over the world. Lord, we also pray for our members of Congress, both in the Senate and House of Representatives. We pray that you will reveal yourself to them and bring them closer to you, each in their own unique way, so that they may hear your voice clearly and distinctly. Speak to them of truth, integrity, justice, and fairness. Heavenly Father, just as you gave Moses the wisdom to appoint elders among the Israelites, you blessed our founders with the wisdom to divide our country into individual states. You have empowered our governors and state legislatures to make laws and decrees which manage our daily lives and hopefully make our lives safer. We pray for all of our governors and all of our state legislatures. Give them strength and wisdom, guide their decisions, and may they always put love first. Surround these other states, these other state legislators, and ourselves with people from all walks of life and many backgrounds. Bring to us all people of high moral character and spiritual maturity. Father, your son was born in a little town. He grew up under the authority of local leaders and officials who managed the majority of daily life. We also lift up our local leaders today. We pray for our mayors, our city councils, our county commissioners, our police chiefs, our sheriffs, our judges, and all those who serve our local communities. Strengthen them and us with wisdom and grace for the heavy burdens we carry. Dear Lord, in Florida, we look to our governor, our state cabinet officials, and our own fellow legislators for assurance and guidance, especially in times of crisis. May you inspire us all and speak to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. In closing today, Father, we are grateful, very grateful that we live in a country where we can still openly pray for our leaders. One of Paul's very first instructions to his protege, Timothy, was to pray for kings and all those in authority that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. Dear Lord, Paul's message is as relevant now as it was when it was first spoken. Our prayers can move mountains. As we gather this week, we pray that you will guard, guide, protect, and lead us as we all work together to address the important issues before us. May our actions continue to give you glory and improve this great state for all of our citizens. And at the end of this session, may you return us all of us, safely to our families, friends, and those who elected us. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Representative Brannon. Members, last week we lost a beloved former member of this body, Representative Betty Reed. She served here from 2006 to 2014 and was known throughout this process for her kind nature and gracious spirit. Our thoughts and prayers are with all who knew her and loved her. Members, please join me in a moment of silence for a former member, Betty Reed. Thank you, members. The clerk will unlock the machine and members will record their presence. Have all members recorded their presence? Have all members recorded their presence? Clerk will lock the machine and announce the presence of a quorum.
102 members voting. A quorum is present, Mr. Speaker.
Members and visitors in the gallery, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. The Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Representative Woodson from her desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I pledge allegiance to the flag
Members, you may please take your seats as the clerk reads the proclamation.
To the honorable members of the Florida Senate and House of Representatives, whereas it is necessary for the state of Florida to act to stabilize the insurance market for Florida policyholders before the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, which begins on June 1st, 2022, and ends on November 30th, 2022, and whereas it is prudent to call a special session. Now, therefore, I, Ron DeSantis, governor of the state of Florida, by virtue of the power and authority vested in me by Article 3, Section 3C1 of Florida Constitution, do hereby proclaim as follows. Section 1, the legislature of the state of Florida is convened in special session commencing at 9 o'clock a.m. Monday, May 23rd, 2022, and extending no later than 11:59 p.m. Friday, May 27th, 2022. Section 2, the legislature of the state of Florida is convened in special session for the sole and exclusive purpose of considering legislation relating to A, property insurance, B, reinsurance, C, changes to the Florida Building Code to improve the affordability of property insurance, D, the Office of Insurance Regulation, E, civil remedies, and F, appropriations. Ron DeSantis, Governor. Reading of the proclamation, Mr. Speaker.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, show the journal approved. Are there matters on induction and reference?
On the desk, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does Representative Renner rise?
Representative Perez has filed HB 5D, which is outside the call. I move that HB 5D and its Senate companion bill be admitted for introduction outside the call by the required two-thirds vote.
Members, Representative Renner moves that House Bill 5D and its Senate companion bill be admitted for induction by the required constitutional two-thirds vote of the membership. The vote is on the motion to admit House Bill 5D and its Senate companion bill for introduction outside the call. All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, nay. The vote of the motion is agreed to. Read the bill a first time by title.
By Representative Perez, House Bill 5D, a bill to be entitled An Act Relating to Condominium and Cooperative Associations.
Okay, members, as you've seen through your motion and two-thirds vote, we will add a second appropriations meeting today to begin immediately upon the adjournment of the first meeting, or 6 p.m., whichever is earlier. House Bill 5D will be the only bill on that notice. I want to thank Representative Perez, who's worked tirelessly over the last 24 hours to get House Bill 5D in a posture where the House and Senate could reach an agreement. As you know, many of us work very hard, none more so than Representative Perez during the regular session, to bring that Surfside bill into a landing. But because of the work of Representative Perez and our House and Senate partners over the last 24 hours, that will be a bill that this body can consider tomorrow. So thank you, Representative Perez. Appreciate that. Members, some more good news. I think Leader Jenny's in the back, but after consultation with Leader Jenny, we have an agreement with the minority party that we will bring up all the bills on second reading tomorrow. We will then immediately proceed to roll those bills to third reading and conclude our business tomorrow. So while we can't predict what time we will finish tomorrow, I know many of you have travel plans as far as getting back down to places like South Florida. So at some point tomorrow, we will conclude our business, and you all are welcome to go home. You can clap again, I guess. It's pretty exciting. Are there communications?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there messages from the Senate?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there reports of standing committees or subcommittees?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there motions relating to committee and subcommittee references? Are there matters on reconsideration? Are there bills or joint resolutions on third reading?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there bills in the special order calendar?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are there resolutions on the desk?
None on the desk, Mr. Speaker.
All right, members, that concludes our business. As you know, the committee meeting for appropriations has been noticed and will take place today. With that, Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House, after receiving reports, adjourn for the purpose of holding committee and subcommittee meetings and conducting other House business to reconvene Wednesday, May 25th, 2022 at 10 a.m. or upon the call of the chair.
All in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, no. Show the motion is approved. The House is adjourned.